Cornell's a really great setting for a novel because it's a mix of high technology but also a beautiful external settings and a lot of nature. And I sort of like that superposition of, for example, geese overhead and high technology on the ground. And I could use various places at Cornell. For example, the nanofabrication facility was where these tiny little robotic crawlers that that the protagonist makes, Jake makes, are created. In fact, in an early version of the book, I blew up the Cornell nanofabrication facility, but that got taken out later on. I also got to use the new, I put Liam Connor, that's the famous biologist lab, in actually the new physical sciences building here, even before it was built. Liam Connor is one of these grand old men of science, the character in the book, who I modeled on a number of people, maybe a little bit of Thomas Eisner, a little bit of Hans Bethe, various people from this sort of great generation of Cornell University scientists, including other people like Freeman Dyson, who was a professor here at one time. But I sort of made a composite character that was a mix of all these great old physicists that I, in some cases, met and in all cases read a tremendous amount about. The great thing about fiction is you can change things. You can make it up. And it just has to sound true. It doesn't have to be true. And that's not the case in my day job, where it actually has to be true.